You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, bringing you episode number 96. So for this week's episode, got the usual bit of stuff to go through. It was actually a relatively slow week. So it'll be a short episode, so I'll have the usual news theme. A feature review. I know it works on the Android side. I'm not sure about the iOS side, but I'm guessing the instructions should be relatively similar, so poking around on the iOS side should work as well. And then the usual entertainment segment and a TV show review, and we'll be done for that. I don't have an actual Star Wars profile, but I will talk about one bit of news for this week as well, so that'll be there as well. And that will round out this week's episode. So to start it off with this week's theme, the theme is break-even point. So this is a price level where the market price of a product equals its original cost. So in general, a business does not want to sell a product for less than what it bought it for, because then it's basically taking a loss and it will be unable to stay in business to support its endeavor. The break-even point is also used as a level where all costs are covered by the profit generated by the product. So direct costs are usually built into the selling price, along with certain indirect costs. So the cost of operating the business, so things like labor and marketing and processing and internal costs that the company incurs for actually wanting to sell the product are built into the cost. So the company will sell that product for at least what it's spending to buy the product, market it, process it, and otherwise run the business itself. So direct costs and indirect costs can be broken down, not necessarily always done, but that was generally the basis for having the break-even point. It can be calculated based on units sold or the dollar amount of sales. So it depends on how the company wants to look at how its break-even point or where its break-even point is. But in general, the company wants to make sure that they are always generating a profit and generating enough profits to stay in business and support its endeavors and growth and future growth opportunities. So with that being said, only a couple bits of news for this week. So first off, Pocket is getting updated with support for Android Instant Apps. So this is a feature that Google announced last year, and it started rolling out a few couple of weeks ago, or probably last week. I think Google I/O was last week. But basically, you'll be able to open the app without actually installing it and get things like recommended articles and article views. So you can check out Pocket without actually installing it or before you install it in order to test it out. YouTube TV for iOS was updated to support AirPlay, so you can now basically cast your YouTube TV on iOS to AirPlay devices. And finally, Android Pay was updated to now work in Russia, so you can use it there as well. If you're traveling internationally or if you're a Russian user of Android. So with that, I will jump into this week's feature review. And for this week, it is changing the default input option for Google Assistant. So by default, Google Assistant, at least on the Android side, defaults to voice searching. So when you launch it, it'll pause whatever other media is playing and give precedence to your microphone. But for me, I still prefer to type, or I'm not necessarily in a place where I can do a voice search. So using Assistant is great. I love the ease of doing the searches, but I prefer text typing. So luckily, there is a way to change that default option. So what you'll do is you'll open up your Google app, go into settings, look for the settings for Google Assistant. For me, it's at the top of the page, so I'll click on settings under Google Assistant. And then if at the bottom, there'll be an entry for preferred input, so you'll touch that and change it from voice to keyboard. Or if you already have it set to keyboard and you want to switch it back to voice, you can do that. But for me, I switched it to keyboard, so now whenever I long press my home button and I launch Assistant, it will not give the precedence to the microphone, and I can just touch the keyboard option and start typing and do my searches that way. So really, so it's actually more of a quick tip, super easy to change and super useful for me, because I prefer typing my searches and doing searches that way. So I'll have a link in the show notes to the YouTube version. So you guys can see the walkthrough of that. The audio quality, I know, is kind of finicky. I was having trouble with my microphone, so I think I've since fixed it, but I'm not sure 100% on that. So, but the video itself is spot on. So with that, I'll jump into this week's entertainment segment. So to start it off with some news, the trailer for the movie Can't Stop, Won't Stop was released this week. It's a story of the origins of Bad Boys Entertainment. That's the music production company by Puff Daddy and had Notorious B.I.G. So check that out. Pretty intriguing trailer there. The Fear the Walking Dead Season 3 trailer was released this week. So definitely worth checking out if you're a zombie fan or Fear the Walking Dead fan. The season itself is set to start airing on June 4th. And finally, of course, of the bigger news for me, the new trailer for Game of Thrones Season 7 was released. So we get a preview of a little bit of everybody and closing remarks as far as a big war is here. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, then definitely worth checking out. I wouldn't say it's spoilery, but if you want to avoid spoilers, I guess avoid the trailer. But for me, I enjoy all new content, even in trailer form, so definitely worth checking out. As far as what I watched, the usual stuff for this week, so American Gods Season 1, Episode 4, Get Gone, Into the Badlands Season 2, Episode 10, Wolf's Breath, Dragon's Fire. And we had a pretty sad loss on the season finale, so definitely worth checking out, but a good reunion on the flip side as well. Then Gotham Season 3, Episode 19, All Will Be Judged. So we have the continuing training of Bruce as far as how, and it looks like he's on par as far as his training to become Batman. And finally, Better Call Saul Season 3, Episode 17, Expenses. So the continuing hatred of Jimmy for his brother, and then as far as him hitting a low point in his life as far as not being able to practice and not having enough money or barely being able to make ends meet to support the practice, get paid for his commercial time, and all of that. So still definitely worth watching, and still my favorite season so far of Better Call Saul. So with that, I'll jump into this week's TV show reviews. So I had a chance to finish watching Twin Peaks. I guess it's Twin Peaks A Return Season 1. Or as far as continuity is concerned, it's season 3, episode 1. Depends on how you want to look at it, but it's the latest season of Twin Peaks. And it was a two-part season premiere, so 2 hours long. And it's basically the return part 1 and the return part 2. It aired in the United States on May 21st, 2017. Runtime, as I mentioned, is 2 hours. A summary of the show is that after 25 years, the mystery continues. So we are basically starting off with a new death and a follow-up for where all the different characters are. So we have Hawk and the receptionist for Lucy, the receptionist for the police department, Agent Cooper and his doppelganger, the backwards talking people, the lady who may or may not be Laura Palmer, and the log lady. I forget if I mentioned her, but all of that. So basically a recap of where everyone's at and bringing them back. And some new characters as well. So basically, overall, it was a decent enough premiere. It was actually super slow, so 2 hours actually seemed kind of long, but I guess it fit in with the pace of the original show as well. But for me, they probably could have made it even an hour and a half, but it just seemed unusually slow, so it's hard for me to keep up. So I had trouble with the original show seasons as well, where it's super slow. So I think it's just not my type of show, but overall it was well produced as well. The only real weird parts about it, and if you can call it any part of the show weird, but the makeout session in front of the portal was actually kind of weird. It kind of bothered me because why? I guess they have those feelings, and then what else are they going to do? But how could anything go wrong? So it kind of turned into a brief horror movie event, and it kind of fits in with the horror movies of the 80s of kids doing random and weird and unusual things, and then something bad happens or something goes wrong. Next up, Hawk has learned a thing or two from Agent Cooper, so I kind of liked his whole preparation of the files and getting everything ready and wanting things to be organized. And then going out to buy the coffee and donuts. And finally, I had a bit of a Game of Thrones moment where the lady who may or may not be Laura Palmer pulled off her face. So I thought a woman has no face rather than name, but I guess that the name fits as well. But it's kind of weird that she took off her face, and she, I guess it was a stand-in for Agent Cooper, that he's not really in the normal plane of existence or something along those lines. And along those lines as well, the whole weird part was him talking to the tree with a weird alien head, which I didn't quite get. But basically, the season premiere picked up over time as far as the original, the first hour being the introduction for the new characters and the weird time portal machine thing. And then the second half of the premiere being the follow-up for where all the characters are at and what's going on, and bringing that connection, making that connection for 25 years later. So if you're a fan of the original Twin Peaks, or if you've been catching up and it's your kind of show, then this season seems like it's going to be on par as far as what expectations and what's going on and pacing and characters and all of that. So we're checking out. If it's not, it's not. But still, I think it felt well-produced, good. Slow pacing, but well done, so definitely worth checking out. And then the closing, as far as Agent Cooper leaving his other realm of wherever he was at to come back into the Earth realm and probably, from what it sounds like, join up with everybody else. So that's all there is for that. So the only Star Wars bit of news I have for this week of note is that they released some new teaser images from The Last Jedi and did a full article write-up on in Variety. So if you just do a search for Star Wars Variety, that article will come up, so you can get some shots of Rey and Luke, Rey with her lightsaber in that pose, Finn and Poe and Leia and together another shot, and just an overall article. I'm probably about halfway through the article itself. I haven't had a chance to finish reading it, but if you want some preview images or some new wallpapers, and there's some pretty good high-res wallpapers there as well. So that's all there is for this particular episode. Not much for this particular week. Next Monday is Memorial Holiday, so it's going to be a short week, so we'll see how much content there is there as well. But we'll see as things come up and news is released and all of that stuff. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at patel_n01. All subscription links, past episodes, related links and all of that can be found on the website at patel_n01.com. Video reviews can be found on YouTube at youtube.com/patel_n01. So you can support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/patel_n01. And of course, you can find this show on any show on the Geek.io network at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.